You can hear it there. African culture is embedded in the beats and rhythms of Latin America. And as this is Black History Month, our Felix Contreras of Alt Latino is going to dig into some Afro-Latino musical traditions. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do we got?
Okay, so what we're listening to is a record by Hector Coco Bares. He's a percussionist from Puerto Rico, and he plays with these bands Bio Ritmo and Miramar. He's got a solo album called Laberinto de Coco, and this track is really cool. It's called Bombuleria.
Say that three times fast.
I'm only going to try it once. There's a combination of bomba, which is a Puerto Rican rhythm, and buleria, which is a staple of flamenco, which has Moorish or African roots. So let's break down the DNA on this one, okay? So here's the bomba rhythm. And now here's the buleria. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 something I'd never heard done before, but so effectively. And then there's funk, cool vocals on top. It's a really great record.
All right. Next you have, I think, some Afro-Cuban music. I always want to hear stuff from the island. What you got?
Okay. This is very traditional Afro-Cuban music, not from Cuba, but from California.
Ah, you tricked me. Okay. this is great.
So this is Afro-Cuban rumba. In particular, this is huahuanco. As we said, this is from the San Francisco Bay Area. And, you know, it has a long history of Cuban musicians making their home there. Mongo Santa Maria, Francisco Aguabella, Armando Peraza, all great Cuban percussionists. They influenced a whole younger set of musicians who are now like our age, okay? And what they've done is they have created this tradition and created this hotbed of Afro-Cuban folklore in the Bay Area that's respected and well-known even on the island. Okay, and In particular, this guy named Michael Spiro, who's a renowned folklorist and percussionist. He's put out a number of records. He put out an album with a group they call Los Rumberos de la Bahia. The album's called Mabagwe, and it's a tribute to Los Mayores, or the people who came after Mariel Boatlift in the 1980 and made the scene explode. But watch what they do, because they switch the rhythm in the middle and then switch back. You don't even notice, and it's really difficult to do. Y estaban cantando a coro. And then they go back. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, you can hear it. You know, the African influence is so obvious when you talk about these tracks. But what about things like popular dance music of Afro-Latino cultures? I mean, what we just heard isn't exactly dance music. So So what do we have to listen for there?
It's a very stylized dance music, but for like regular walking around people who just want to have a house party and not have to do the folkloric thing, I have cha-cha-cha. Right? You recognize this.
This is another Cuban, I think.
Yes. This is pianist Omar Sosa, and I brought this one in because all of the things that we talked about before, these combination of cultures, and in particular the Afro-Cuban rumba, it's all synthesized and in this music. In particular, the rhythm, the beat, the cha-cha-cha rhythm, one, two, cha-cha-cha, one, two. It's cyclical, just like African music or West African music. And that's what makes this music so groovy. That's what makes your hips sway and your foot tap. That's what makes it so intriguing, is that cyclical nature, which is itself African.
And I think what's so interesting is just how deep it penetrates all the different musical traditions in Latin America, right? So we've been listening to all these different musical traditions and that African beat, you know, that came obviously from the slave ships.
Yeah, the Dominican Republic, all of the Caribbean, Brazil. And what's fascinating these days is that there's more and more places like Venezuela. Right here in NPR Music, we just had a woman named Betsaida Machado come in, Afro-Venezuelan music, which most people don't even know what it sounds like, but she's got a whole folkloric group that's now celebrating that. So yeah, the slave trade left a really dark shadow, but it also left this musical imprint all over the Americas that we're able to take in and absorb now.
It's good to be reminded.
Yeah. It's good to be reminded, and it's also good to pull it all together in this track that I brought in that is a perfect Sunday morning track. Check it out. We're heavy on Cuban music this week.
I'm not going to complain.
This is Alfredo Rodriguez, a young Cuban pianist who's been taken under the wing by none other than Quincy Jones. His new album's called The Little Dream, and I brought this in because it pulls all of those elements together. Deep within this music, you can hear these things, the cyclical nature, the African culture, the African references. But he adds in all this other contemporary stuff, like these great vocals, modern instruments, and it's a nice way to pull all this stuff together for Black History Month.
Yeah, feels like I'm floating. Love it.
Yeah.
Felix Contreras of Alt Latino, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Lulu.
And you can find a whole show from Felix about African musical influence and Latin culture on our website, npr.org/altlatino. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, and I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro.